You mentioned bevacizumab or Avastin. Can you talk about what we know about bevacizumab and breast cancer from the research and how you've applied that in your practice?
We know that bevacizumab in the most recent trial, when combined with Xeloda, added significantly to the benefit of Xeloda. It increased the response rate, prolonged the duration of response. So I think it's a very active drug in patients that were previously untreated with other chemotherapy. Now, we have an older study where the same was not the case. Capecitabine and bevacizumab was not superior, but many of those patients had been previously treated with other chemotherapy agents. So whether bevacizumab is an agent whose role will be primarily in the upfront metastatic setting rather than in patients previously treated is, I think, yet to be determined. But I think it adds a great new agent for metastatic breast cancer, and hopefully an agent that we'll look at more seriously in the adjuvant setting. My problem with bevacizumab currently is the difficulty in getting it approved for patients, so that insurance coverage is often very problematic. If I look at my practice in September of 2006, I would say that more than 50% of the patients that I try to get approved don't get approved. We put them on clinical trials. We currently have a trial in which patients are assigned to chemotherapy plus or minus bevacizumab. The chemotherapeutic agent can be Taxotere, Abraxane, or capecitabine. So we try to get them on trial whenever possible to give them access to the drug, but access has been a difficult part for us. The other difficulty with bevacizumab is not a difficulty, but it's a challenge for the oncologist and the oncology team and the nurse's role in oncology. We have not in the past had to manage hypertension, have not in the past had to worry about proteinuria. And clearly this is challenging us to become a little bit different in our specialty. So both the nurse and her role in educating the patient about toxicity, her role in helping to manage toxicity, and the physician in his comfort level with antihypertensives, et cetera, really have to change their practice a bit.
Any other side effects or complications of bevacizumab that have to be considered?
The other concern for these patients is the bleeding and clotting complication and the need to be aware of surgical procedures. So if you've put in a port today, you probably should not begin your bevacizumab tomorrow. Clinical trials, they suggest 2 weeks between placement of a port and initiation of therapy. If the patient has had major surgery, they recommend a month before initiating it. So I think it's making us be aware of things that we have not in the past had to really focus on.